Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. Schofield catches it and throws to first to double up Hickman. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burgess. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Burgess steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgess moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey bunts in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Schofield moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. Willie bunts between the mound and first base. Law scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willie for the out. Gonder moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield misplays the ball. That's an error on Schofield. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Pirates. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey bunts in front of the plate. Gonder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Hunt covering, for the double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Carl Willie. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mota. Smith reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Al McBean now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonder hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verdun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Verdun goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Pirates. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Schofield moves to second. It's 5-1, Pirates. Jack Fisher now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Amado Samuel. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.